Can you please tell me your name?
June Brown.
Did you say June? Okay. June, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Yes. And are you planning to vote by mail or in person at a polling place?
In person, but I've also done by mail.
Okay. So going off in person, have you ever voted in a U.S. election, whether it's like a national election or a local election?
All the way from local to national.
Now, are you from Wisconsin or what state are you from?
From here.
Okay.
From this city.
From Milwaukee. All right. Now, do you remember the first time you ever voted in a state or a national election? And can you kind of tell me what that experience was like?
Maybe a couple of years ago. Not a little bit fuzzy on like the exact event, but I think it was a little bit nerve-wracking outside of that once I was like led what to do and instructed where to go and stuff like that. It became a lot easier. Over the course of time, it just became a matter of managing where your polling place is and if you have like transportation kind of to get there is the main thing I took away from it.
Okay. And what are some of the big issues that matter most to you and that could be deciding factors for who you eventually vote for?
I vote left. So a lot of stuff comes down to like diversity, inclusive kind of policies. Outside of that, just kind of general what I'm looking for in the candidate, intelligence-wise, not making a fool of the country kind of thing. More personal, somebody that's not going to fight against my continued existence kind of thing. But outside of that, policy-wise, anything that can help the public, like for MPS or MPL, any of those are always beneficial.
All right, and finally, my last question here is, why do you think voting is important?
It's a core part of what it means to be living in a democracy. Just simple as that.
Okay, and is there anything else that you would like to add about your voting experience today?
No.
All right, thank you, June.